This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Tim Bremmel, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we take a look at a man from the heartland who is one of the most revered figures in American history. Abraham Lincoln remains endlessly fascinating to school children, scholars, and all those who view his life in epic terms. He was the most severely tested of our leaders as he held the nation to its founding principles, from prairie towns to battlefields where 600,000 Americans died. With the exception of the years he served as our 16th president, Lincoln lived his entire adult life in the Midwest, in Illinois and Indiana. Dr. Wayne Temple is chief deputy for the Illinois State Archives in Springfield and author of a book called Abraham Lincoln, From Skeptic to Prophet. And he describes the former president.
I would say he was one of a kind. I don't believe we've ever seen his like since then. He came from very modest circumstances, although not dirt poor, as we might think of him, but rather from a middle-class family. His father was a landowner and a very skilled carpenter, house joiner, and so forth. And Lincoln himself followed these trades, and I believe that's why you'll find his messages and his speeches all having a little agricultural flavor running through them for the rest of his life, because that's where he was raised.
Temple says that Lincoln was a man of contrasts.
This is shown by what he actually liked to eat as his favorite foods, wild game and oysters. Of course, oysters weren't found on the frontier, but you remember he made two trips to New Orleans where he certainly was introduced to oysters.
And Lincoln had some extraordinary qualities.
He is an extremely rare individual in that after his small amount of schooling, he read himself into law and surveying. And so this, I think, is rather remarkable, having obtained two very technical professions by his own merit and not studying with anybody, as he said in his own handwriting. So a very, very unusual man, extremely honest, and thus his name, Honest Abe, which he well earned. So I would say that if Lincoln made any mistakes, they were honest mistakes in his life, nothing that he had plotted against or done as a foolhardy thing.
It's said Abe Lincoln's marriage to Mary Todd was turbulent. Wayne Temple explains why.
I think that the best scholars will agree with me that Mary Todd was many times irrational, hot-tempered, and in the end, insane. And he had quite a difficult time with her, as well as did family and friends and so forth that associated with Mary Todd. So it was a difficult part for Lincoln. On the other hand, Mary Todd did not have an easy time raising kids when her husband was absent on the circuit about 6 months out of the year.
But Lincoln himself was mercurial.
He was a man that had spells of melancholy. He would get despondent. And he relieved that by his jokes and his thinking about other things. But he could be moved to tears by sad plights of people.
Over the years, Lincoln became obsessed with spiritual matters.
He grew to the point where he actually thought of himself sort of as a prophet, God's prophet. And he actually put this in writing, and he was noted in newspaper correspondence as making these statements.
But he was human, too, as one amusing incident that occurred on election night in 1864 reveals.
He was sitting that evening, getting the telegraphic reports from the elections in the various northern states, and he blundered into the telegraph office, and here were some of the operators. Now, mind you, these are Union soldiers, and they're on duty, if you can imagine this, and they've got a tin bucket of beer. They're celebrating, you see. Imagine their chagrin when in comes the commander-in-chief. Lincoln takes a silver quarter out of his pocket and said, "Boys, let's go get another pail of beer." And when they refilled the bucket and brought it back, Lincoln took the first drink.
Wayne Temple describes what it would be like to shake hands with Abraham Lincoln.
If you met Lincoln, he would ask you all sorts of questions about yourself, but he wouldn't tell you much about himself. He was a rather secretive sort of a fellow, and he loved to talk with people and tell jokes, but he never elaborated much about his own history.
There's a fascinating article on Abraham Lincoln that you can find on our website at www.midtod.com. That's www.midtod.com. It's filled with little-known facts on one of our most famous presidents. The portrait of Lincoln is in stark contrast to the disappointing choices we have for our next president. Well, thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next time right here. I'm Tim Bremmel for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.